Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Based on current estimates, shallow water coral reefs occupy somewhere between 284,000 and 512,000 square kilometers of the planet. Add cold water deep corals, and it comes to an even greater area. If all the world's shallow water coral reefs were crammed together, the space would equal somewhere between an area of land ranging from the country of Ecuador, the low estimate, to Spain, the higher estimate. This area represents less than 0.015% of the ocean. Yet coral reefs harbor more than one quarter of the ocean's biodiversity, an amazing statistic. No other global ecosystem occupies such a limited area with so many life forms. Coral reefs are found both in tropical and subtropical waters, in a zone extending from 30 degrees north to 30 degrees south of the equator. Reef-building corals do not grow at depths of over 30 meters or 100 feet, or where the water temperature falls below 16 degrees centigrade, 72 degrees Fahrenheit. Charles Darwin originally classified coral reefs as to their structure and morphology, describing them as 1. Fringing reefs, fairly narrow and recently formed, that lie near emergent land, separated from the coast by a navigable channel, sometimes incorrectly termed a lagoon. 2. Barrier reefs, broader, and separated from the coast by a stretch of water up to several miles wide and several tens of meters deep. 3. Sandy islands, covered with a characteristic pattern of vegetation that have sometimes formed on top of a barrier reef, the coastline broken by passes which have occupied the beds of former rivers. And 4. Atolls, large, ring-shaped reefs lying off the coast with a lagoon in their middle, the emergent part of the reef often covered with accumulated sediments and characteristic vegetation consisting primarily of coconut trees. Coral reefs support an extraordinary biodiversity. They are home to a variety of tropical fish, such as the colorful parrotfish, angelfish, damselfish, and butterflyfish. Other fish found on coral reefs include groupers, snappers, grunts, and wrasses, accounting to almost 4,000 species in all. Reefs provide spawning ground, nursery, refuge, and feeding areas for a large variety of other organisms, including sponges, sea anemones, worms, crustaceans, including shrimp, spiny lobsters, and crabs, mollusks, including cephalopods, echinoderms, including starfish, sea urchins, and sea cucumbers, sea squirts, sea turtles, and sea snakes. Reefs also play an important role as natural breakwaters, which minimize the wave impacts from storms such as cyclones, hurricanes, and typhoons. Some reports indicate, for example, that the extent of damage caused by the Asian tsunami in 2004 was far less in areas in close proximity to healthy reefs rather than those close to degraded ones. The stunning beauty of coral reefs makes them a powerful magnet for tourists, and well-managed tourism provides a sustainable means of earning foreign currency and employment for people around the world, even in remote areas of developing countries. Several attempts have been made to estimate the value of coral reefs in terms of dollars. Benefits from coral reefs can be categorized into two types: direct use values, fisheries and tourism industries, for instance, and indirect use values, benefits from coastline protection, for example. According to a United Nations estimate, the total economic value of coral reefs range from $100,000 to $600,000 per square kilometer per year. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.